You're listening to the Armed American Radio Network, brought to you every week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And now, your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to hour number two. Hour number one is in the history books. We're moving forward with hour number two. Thank you for joining us. We hope you were with us for the first hour. If you're not, welcome to the broadcast. Missoula, Montana, especially. This one's for you. Welcome to Armed American Radio. I threw a little teaser out there at the top of the first hour. Florida, you're coming next. I'll tell you when I can. In the meantime, if you're listening in Florida, it's kind of like putting your name in a hat, and we'll see which city we pull out in the next few days, and we'll hopefully be able to announce that for you in the near future. Northern California, we'll do the same thing. We'll throw a bunch of cities in the hat, and we'll pull one out, and we'll let you know which one it's going to be soon. Montana's on. Tucson's coming in a couple weeks. The program's growing like a weed. And you asked for 3 hours. First, you asked for 2 hours. First, you asked for 1 hour. We gave you one. You wanted two. We gave you two. You asked for three. We're giving you three. Next week, I'll be making an announcement what date we're going to be going to 3 hours. So we really appreciate the support. I am your host, Mark Walters, the Ordinary Guy columnist with Concealed Carry Magazine, the flagship publication of the USCCA, the United States Concealed Carry Association. I'm stumbling over my words there. Sorry, I'm looking at a bunch of things at one time. Check us out at usconcealedcarry.com, usconcealedcarry.com. Join the program tonight. A lot of fun. Got a couple good guests coming in. Catch us at 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566 if you want to call into the broadcast, talk to me and the guests. Tweeting, we're Twittering, tweet me, twitter.com/AARMark, twitter.com/AARMark, and emailing, mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and we'll be more than happy to get you on the air. We had a bunch of them in the first hour. The only thing I can suggest and recommend is if you're sending in emails or you're tweeting us, I want to read you on the air. Please keep it on topic. If we're talking about a training issue, something like that, we can't get state specific. Maybe on a certain type of whatever it may be. We've had holster questions come in when we're talking about the AK-47. So, time doesn't permit it, but that will change. Oh, I don't know. Maybe two weeks, maybe 3 weeks, something like that. You asked for it, you got it. It's been great. We've got an update on Samuel Rouse. Samuel Rouse, of course, the 11th Marine Expeditionary Unit, and the update that we got today really makes me feel good because you guys are doing, guys and gals, are doing the patriotic thing, and apparently they're getting an awful lot of email and a lot of information from us here back home side, and that really makes me feel good. We've got a little page up on the website, on the Armed American Radio website, to check out Samuel and send his unit. We've kind of adopted him here, and his father sent us some information. It says an update on Samuel and his unit. The guys were able to call home for the first time this weekend, and he wanted me to thank you and the listeners for the mail they are getting. It has been a great encouragement to them, as mail is sparse, but when it comes, it's been a lot. They are getting into the holiday time, and that is always a lonely time when they're away from their families and away from home. So thanks for all you're doing for them. He has been enjoying the CDs of the show, and I sent him a copy of a great read. Someone we know wrote a book. That would be me. We'll talk about that in a minute with my co-author, Kathy Jackson. But it has not arrived yet, so he's looking forward to that. I'm sure it will make the rounds as soon as it gets there. What's that say? Sad to see you. Oh, shutting down my blog. I shut down the American Gunfighter, so we move on to that. Because what's going to happen here is a lot of fun stuff has been happening over the last couple weeks. And the Armed American Radio broadcast is not only moving into more cities across the country, which we will continue our march across the United States, but in addition to that, the armedamericanradio.org website is going to really explode here in the very near future. What you're going to see is very media-rich content. In fact, very media-rich. You're going to see some videos on there. You might even get a glimpse of yours truly once in a while as we're talking to you, the listener, about what's coming up on the program. We'll have some audio previews in there. It's going to be an awful lot of fun stuff. So, you know, we really appreciate the support around the United States that we're getting as we continue to grow. A couple emails. Actually, this isn't an email that came in. This was actually a comment on a blog. And I want to read this because I didn't get an opportunity in the last hour to thank you for picking up copies of Lessons from Armed America, my book co-written with my managing editor, and co-author Kathy Jackson, who will be on the broadcast with us next week, talking to us about some really fun stuff she's been doing. She has spent an awful lot of time over the past several weeks reviewing, I should say. Let me just say she spent an awful lot of time reviewing some issues for women. And I don't want to give it away. I'll just say that next week's not something you want to miss. If the women in your life are carrying a gun, if you're a woman that listening to us right now, trust me on this one. This one's going to be good because she's going to give you some tremendous reviews and some of her thoughts that if you've seen the Cornered Cat website, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Kathy's very good at it. She'll be joining us next week. So I also want to tease what's coming up next week because it's going to be an absolutely dynamite program. Susanna Hupp will be on Armed American Radio next week. It's a privilege to have her here. She actually contacted me a couple days ago on Thursday, I guess 3 days ago, 4 days ago, something like that, and is looking forward to being on Armed American Radio. So that's going to be a lot of fun. A very, very intense interview with her. It will be a very intense discussion. Susanna Hupp, of course, is the woman who was with her mother and father at the Luby's Cafeteria in 1991 when George Henard, the whack job himself, walked in and murdered in cold blood 23 people, two of which happened to be her mother and father, and it was an absolutely devastating and terrifying experience. She'll be here talking about her upcoming book, I believe, comes out December 1st, and that book is From Luby's to the Legislature, so you do not want to miss this. She's going to tell us about the book, where we can get it. It is available for pre-order now, and just going to be an all-around good conversation with her because she has done tremendous things for your rights and my rights and with her testimony in front of Congress and everything, especially for you folks down in Texas. She's done some unbelievable things down there. But I want to read a quick note here relative to the Lessons from Armed America book, and it was titled A Note of Caution, and I have to admit when I first saw it, I thought, oh no, somebody didn't like it. And it says, to those about to begin reading Lessons from Armed America, if you have other things to do, forget them. Once you start reading this book, you will not want to put it down. Kudos to Mark, Kathy, and all who made this superb publication possible. It's now in the early stages of getting that dog-eared look at the many books in my defense library have. Truly great work. Thanks again to all who helped put that together. That's very humbling to hear that and read that, and then to see a couple of the comments below it. Yes, I strongly agree with you. I'm in my second reading of the book. Well written, nicely alternated chapters between real-life confrontation and theory about it. There are also so many additional sources given in the book that you will have an easy time of where to go from here. And that's the way the book was actually written. It's a combination of very terrible, very violent scenarios that happened to very real people just like you and me. And then Kathy did an absolutely superb job in coming in behind that and following that up with tactical responses, psychological ramifications, the legalities, and so forth. And the two combined make for a very powerful format. You can pick that up at whitefeatherpress.com, or you can also pick that up at Amazon and a number of other outlets. In fact, I believe Amazon actually sold out. Ladies and gentlemen, the anti-gunners have been working overtime here. There's a lot in this thing that I want to get you with. Some of the stuff you need to see here, you know, it's mind-boggling to me. I can't stand it. But the Freedom States Alliance, they put out garbage week after week after week, and I highly recommend that you sign up. You go to Freedom States Alliance and watch what the enemy camp is doing, and let me make this very clear. They are the enemy camp. These people hate your freedoms, and they hate you for what you stand for as a law-abiding citizen. They hate you, and all you've got to do is read some of the emails out here. The disingenuousness of what they're putting out and is just absolutely mind-boggling. It leaves me speechless, which is hard to do, believe me. But when you read some of how they twist, listen to this one here. Tennessee Attorney General Bob Cooper says landlords can ban their tenants from bringing firearms into their property even if they have handgun carry permits. Well, we all know where this one's going. Right straight to the courts, because those boneheads up there got to pass another law that's going to waste the taxpayers' money. It's going to be overturned. And they're out there touting this as, wow, this is great news. NRA and other extreme gun groups sue Seattle and Mayor Greg Nickels over gun ban in parks. Guess where this one's going? To court. Guess who's going to pay for it? Our listeners up in Washington. That's who's going to pay for it. You are. You're going to pay for this because it's coming out of your pockets. And they're going to be overturned. They're going to be overruled, just like Georgia Kerry has been so successful in the Georgia area and has Virginia Citizens Defense League, Virginia Civil Defense, Citizens Defense League, I'm sorry, VCDL, up in Virginia has been so effective as one of the most powerful grassroots organizations in the United States. It's just absolutely mind-boggling that these guys put this stuff out, but they do, and you must stay on top of this. Please, as a Patriot, they hate you. Stay on top of what these guys are doing. If you don't, you got to sleep with one eye open around these people, because what they're doing is they're sneaking around behind you, trying to enact legislation behind you to take away your freedoms and take away your rights. You got to be a patriot, you got to stand up, and you got to fight. Now is not the time to back down. Healthcare bill? Yeah, okay. What's that have to do with guns? Yeah, okay. I'll tell you when we get back from the break what it has to do with guns. You don't want to hear it. Stick around. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back after these messages.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters, the Ordinary Guy columnist with Concealed Carry Magazine. Get on board, usconcealedcarry.com. Join us. Help us. It's a great cause. You know, we originally had scheduled Phil Van Cleave. Phil Van Cleave was unable to join us. But we've got a call here from Roger in Bedford, Idaho. Roger in Bedford, Idaho. Roger is going to ask us a question from Bedford. Roger, you are on the Armed American Radio Network. How you doing tonight, my friend?
Yeah, very good. It's Bedford, Indiana.
Oh, Bedford, Indiana. I'm sorry. It's got it typed up here wrong on the call, Commander, here. What's your question? What can we help you with tonight?
I was wondering, has the Supreme Court or the legislature or the ATF precisely described just exactly what an assault weapon is?
Roger, that's a good question. The answer to that lies in when you, and you can pick this up at ATF.gov, the National Firearms Act, okay, Chapter 53 defines the term firearm to include a machine gun, all right? Section 5845 of the National Firearms Act defines a machine gun as, quote, any weapon which shoots, is designed to shoot, or can be readily restored to shoot automatically more than one shot without manual reloading by a single function of the trigger. The term shall also include the frame or receiver of any such weapon, any part designed and intended solely and exclusively, or combination of parts designed and intended for use in converting a weapon into a machine gun, and any combination of parts from which a machine gun can be assembled if such parts are in the possession or under the control of a person. So what they're doing is, and if anybody remembers way back in April, we had Bill Akins on here, Mr. Akins, and you know what a case this has been. I've been following this for a couple years. Bill Akins invented the Akins Accelerator, which the receiver sat in, and with a spring housing, and I can't get too technical on his design, but when the trigger was pulled, rapidly pulled the trigger back and forth with individual pulls of the trigger, mimicking automatic fire. And under the terms of the National Firearms Act and the ATF, who approved the device twice in writing, they then came back and decided, nah, we don't like that, and unilaterally made a decision outlawing his device, costing him a personal fortune. And it has, believe me, it has cost him. In fact, maybe we'll have Bill Akins back on here. But that, in fact, you know, an assault weapon, as we know it, is a machine gun. An AK-47 is not necessarily an assault weapon unless it's fully automatic. Does that answer your question? You can check that out at ATF.gov.
I believe that's pretty well got me.
You know,
I sure do. Thank you, pal.
Well, no, not a problem, Roger. Not a problem at all. And Sean, my producer, apologized to me in my ear, and he said, hey, that was my bad on the Idaho, so sorry about that. Listen,
it won't be the end of the world.
Not a problem. Listen, thanks for listening. We appreciate it very much. We're going to bring in George Hill here from Utah. George Hill is going to join us tonight. George, welcome back to Armed American Radio. Do you want to add to that at all?
About the machine gun thing, yeah, we've got to be really careful about some of our weapons because, as you know, there was a case where a gentleman had a AR-15 rifle, a sporting rifle. He lent it to somebody, a friend of the family.
It malfunctioned.
It fired two or three rounds and then jammed. But with one pull of the trigger, that multi-shot somehow got him in trouble, and he was convicted of transferring a machine gun to a person, an illegal machine gun.
He is in prison right now.
Yes, he is. He was convicted. He appealed. The appeal process didn't work. I think he's still appealing, and I think he should, because he didn't modify that weapon. The weapon malfunctioned, and he was convicted of having a machine gun. So this is that slippery slope that we're looking at. This is an outrage, because if you were to take that gun, clean it, make sure it was in proper shape, you would find that, oh, wow, it's a sporting arm. And if they can do that with this gun, they could do that with any gun, any semi-automatic. I was at Fort Benning, Georgia, shooting a 1911, and it was an old 1911, an old Colt, and it had a runaway. I only had about four rounds left in the magazine, but it had a runaway, which meant it zipped through those last few rounds and in just one continuous burst, and that would have been considered, again, a machine gun according to this new ATF standard.
Yeah, I don't want everybody out there to think that I could rattle off those ATF and NFA descriptions like that in the sections of those acts. I was aware of the question, of course, before it was posed, and I checked the ATF site very quickly. I had read that in preparation for an interview with Bill Akins, and the ATF, since the Akins suit, has changed the website, George, to put this up there to, you know, because it wasn't there before. Akins, before they made a decision behind closed doors without giving him due process, and after he spent a ton of money and created a ton of product and sold it and then attacked him and went after him, now they figure out, let's go ahead and put this up on the website here. I don't know how long it's been up there, but it's, you know, we've all heard the term bump firing. I've bump fired myself.
Oh, yeah. It's fun to do. It's a real easy and fun way of turning your ammunition supply and your money into noise. But, of course, you know, it's completely useless. Correct.
Yeah, it is. It's a waste of ammo. It's a waste, you know, in ammo with the prices they are right now. You know, I used to head down to a shooting range down in Tampa, Florida, George, and down on Dale Mabry a number of years ago. And, you know, you rent a fully automatic gun in there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I think I went through about $90 in 18 seconds.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to do, and I think everybody should do it, you know, a couple of times, because it is just so much fun, like nothing else is. Now, as to the effectiveness, you know, my time in the service, I only flipped my weapon over to full auto a couple of times, but nothing ever came of it. I always kept it on semi anyway. But the ATF, you know, if they're going to be doing this and changing the laws and the procedures and all of this stuff, what they need to do is they need to have Congress, you know, the actual legislative branch, look at this, because this is a legislative issue. If they're going to change the laws, lawmakers need to do that, and it needs to be voted on, not a bureaucrat in an office.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's what Akins has been fighting. A real shame. But the Bureau of, I'm looking at this right now, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, ATF, has been asked by several members of the firearms industry to classify devices that are exclusively designed to increase the rate of fire of a semi-automatic firearm. These devices, when attached to a firearm, result in the firearm discharging more than one shot with a single function of the trigger. ATF has been asked whether these devices fall within the definition of machine gun under the National Firearms Act. They weren't asked, they were sued. And Gun Control Act of 1968, GCA, of course, that's the GCA stands for Gun Control Act. As explained herein, these devices, once activated by a single pull of the trigger, initiate an automatic firing cycle, which continues until either the finger is released or the ammunition supply is exhausted. Accordingly, these devices are properly classified as a part designed and intended solely and exclusively, or combination of parts designed and intended for use in converting a weapon into a machine gun, and therefore machine guns under the NFA and the Gun Control Act. So, folks, you got to be very careful what you're messing with. What George mentioned at the a few minutes ago at the top of the segment is absolutely correct. That man, and I forget his name, is actually doing prison time, and that's been upheld on two appeals, George?
Yes, and he's a service member, you know, so he was
crazy.
I believe he was an officer.
Absolutely crazy. Well, listen, hold on to that thought. I want to ask you about the health care bill and guns in just a second when we come back from the break. Don't leave anybody. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business, and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Oh, yes, and all the soldiers fighting in Vietnam had to do a thing called machine gun.
That Jimmy is kind of fun to listen to. I don't hear that all the time. Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters, the Ordinary Guy columnist with Concealed Carry Magazine. Feel free to jump on the broadcast if you're interested at 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. Feel free calling in. We've had a couple callers already. Please keep them on topic. You can reach me here in the studio at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, or tweet me, Twitter me, AARMark, twitter.com/AARMark. George, welcome back to Armed American Radio. I've got an email here I want to read you that I think you were probably listening to the first hour, were you not?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I had mentioned some stuff about Illinois, and I was actually shocked to read that. I was unaware that had been published in my... My thanks go out to Ryan Ory for letting us read that on the air and giving us permission to do that. But I got an email here from Chuck. It says, "Hey, Mark, Florida in 2005 passed the Castle Doctrine, which was met in opposition from the media, which ran an ad campaign about how the state would turn into the Wild West, where the CCW carriers, as well as any individual, no longer had the duty to retreat, as had been dictated by men in black robes, of course, judges. The media's prophecy turned out to be 180 degrees from reality, as expected. What did in fact happen was an immediate downturn in violent crime. Criminals no longer had our state as a safe haven for their terror tactics. The message that was sent to criminals was they are no longer welcome in Florida. On a side note, I have been fortunate to train several victims, some anti-gunner converts, of violent acts involving firearms, i.e. armed robbery, carjacking, etc., who refused to be victims again. instead of rolling over and playing the victim card, each has taken their own personal safety seriously as they understand now that the police are not assigned to protect them individually. My emphasis in training does not concentrate on offensive practices, but to take a defensive approach in meeting force with armed intelligence. I should probably share a couple of these stories with USCCA, where I have been a member for several years. Thanks again for your dedication and keep up the great work. That's from Chuck Frick, or Frike, F-R-I-C-K-E. Chuck, obviously you're in Florida. I hope I pronounced your name properly. Thanks very much for the email. I was living in Florida at that time, where I spent many years. And, here we go again, George, the Wild West.
I tell you what, I love hearing it because that just lets me know who we're dealing with, because they have no understanding of the history. The Wild West, never in the history of our country did we live in a time or a place where we had more freedom. We were the furthest from the government, yet we were at the most peace. Our people enjoyed liberty. Our people, our ancestors, they enjoyed freedom like no other time. Quite a few guns around. A lot of people had guns. I mean, not everybody was strapped, but it was so peaceful that anytime somebody drew a gun, they had a gunfight. We know about it because it's in all the history books. Now, you look at today's time with all the gun restrictions and with all the government oversight, you couldn't keep track of all the guns, of all the gun instances throughout, just the East Coast. It happens too frequently, and it's like car accidents. You know what I mean? They happen all the time, and that's unfortunate, but you keep, calling it, the Old West, the Wild West. It hardly ever happens.
George, they're boneheads. And I have to ask, when is the bonehead discredited? How many years do we have to listen to this boneheaded argument from a bunch of boneheads, okay? And the media continues to put this garbage out there. And these people, here we're looking at this thing from Illinois. Man, I can get a little fired up on this thing. Because you've got police chiefs up there making comments, and God bless them for supporting concealed carry. But they're up there questioning. They've got to remind themselves. Here, let me remind the police chiefs in Illinois. It's been done in the United States for generations. And since 1987, when Florida passed its first concealed carry law, you are one of only two states without the right.
Yep.
It doesn't happen. Get past yourself. Wake up. And, man, the voters, come on, man. Cop an attitude and throw these bums out of office up there. Why they keep putting Daley in office just blows my mind. George, I can't look at this either. I got to throw it away because
you're getting fired up.
They act like they're, the self-righteousness here.
Absolutely. We need people to stay fired up, though, come election time, because all it takes coming up next November, we got the midterm elections, all it takes is for people to remain fired up, go out to the actual voting booths, cast ballots for good, honorable people, and stuff like this will go away.
George, speaking of voting for good, honorable people, you want to tell the listener here what you're doing?
Well, come springtime, I'm going to be actively campaigning in the state of Utah for the Utah state legislatures. I mean, Utah is a pretty free state, but we've got some dumb laws on the books, and it's time somebody goes through and fixes them. There's a lot of other issues I don't want to get into right now, but some things just need to get sorted out. A little common sense, enough of the politics, enough of the games. It's time for people to get serious about our liberty and where we actually stand on things. So I'm going to be running for the Utah State Senate. I'll help fix Utah first, and then I'll help fix the nation later.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to be out there having dinner with you Thursday night. I've got to go out there on business, and hopefully when that's over Thursday evening, I'll be able to have dinner with you and sit down and talk about some of this stuff and your efforts out there in the Senate, as you go after the state Senate out there. And, congratulations, man. This is the kind of thing that needs to happen. Washington, clean them out. I don't care what party we're talking about.
Absolutely.
Congress was never meant to be a full-time job. No one will ever convince me that the Founding Fathers meant go to Congress and turn it into a career.
No, they didn't have the the idea to create dynasties, and we've created these dynasties. The Kennedys are still in American politics, and they should have been out of it a long time ago. But these dynasties were never meant to be. I mean, that was not the intention. good people come in, they take care of the business, represent their constituents, and then go home.
You know, that's what it was. Come out of the fields, leave your businesses, leave your farms, do the work of the people for, you know, 2, 4, 6 years, whatever the case may be. Go home, okay, and move on. You know, who do we depend on to put term limits in? Them, the same people that give themselves raises when they're screaming about, you know, I don't even want to talk about it. Healthcare bill. Anti-gun.
Yeah.
People have said, what is the healthcare bill? First of all, what healthcare bill? Yeah, there's 50 of them out there. You know, again, a bunch of boneheads. But healthcare.
Well, I tell you what, this is scary because they're all, doctors are already being told that they have to ask certain questions, especially the children. Do you? Is there any guns in the house? You know, does your dad have it locked away? And I'm sorry, but what does that have to do with the chest cold? What does that have to do with the cases of the sneezes? You know, you take your kid into the doctor and he's getting grilled about you and your guns. This is ridiculous. And it's scary, and it's only going to get worse.
Yeah, I think a very famous radio talk show host the other day, I did not see the interview, and who I don't listen to because I simply don't have the time at that time of the day. I haven't heard him in years, but I did read a little bit about what he said about the health care bill. Of course, I'm referencing Rush Limbaugh, who made the comment that this is the biggest power grab for freedom ever in the history of the United States. He's, you know, you've got a Congress up there that's doing everything they can to stranglehold you so that they can control you. What does health care bill, what does a government-run health care have to do with you? Hey, folks, can you take a gun in public housing?
No.
All right? Tennessee's trying to do the same thing. Here's the other thing. What they're trying to do, and it's not about public housing, but I'm using that as an example. What I'm referring to here is when the government can tell you what to eat, what to drive, where to go, what's good for you, what's bad for you, and whether or not they determine you have a mental illness and you're put on a list, good luck picking up your new Glock, pal.
Well, it's not just the Glock. I mean, this, you know, we've got competitive shooters. We've got the gun industry is huge, and there's a lot of jobs there, and all these jobs are going to get shut down if the government has their way. And no, let me correct myself. Not when the government has their way, when this administration has their way, because there is good folks there in the government, but they're unable to get their voice out. But they've got us by the short and curlies because they can control our guns. You know, they're going to, shut down ATVs or any off-roading. Anything that has to do with liberty, they're pretty much going to shut down. And we're seeing that here in the Uinta Basin.
Listen, you go there, you fight for it, you'll get elected. You got a big following called the Horde. Stick around, we'll be right back. I got to take a quick break. I need a drink of water.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population control breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy. And if we can set ourselves up in business and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
You are back on the Armed American Radio Network. The water was cold, man. It was getting a little bit hot in here. George, I'm sorry. Sometimes you listen to people talk and you cock your head, your chihuahua ears go up and your eyes roll and you go, what in the world is going on here? Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. Catch us at 877-956-9566, mark@armedamericanradio.org, or tweet me on your Twitter account at twitter.com/AARMark. And T.N. Murdoch, who has been on the Twitter here a little bit, corrected me from the first hour when I was talking about the Tennessee Attorney General. And Tennessee, I believe T.N., I'll use my education here, and I'll bet you that T.N. stands for Tennessee Murdoch, says, hey, Mark, the Tennessee Attorney General was just giving his opinion. There is no pending legislation in Tennessee. So that's good news. We'll follow up on that, confirm and verify everything, and don't panic. Didn't mean to freak you out,
well,
all you folks out in Tennessee.
Who gave his opinion, a judge?
Attorney General.
The Attorney General. So
yes.
When the Attorney General starts looking at cases, this is called legislation from the bench. He can affect all kinds of, just all kinds of stuff by making his decisions. Who is he going to prosecute, and in what manner is he going to prosecute cases that come before him that involve handguns?
Well, that's the trappings of power, and Wisconsin's a great example. I was just up there. What a beautiful state!
Oh,
and
it is.
I got a little bit cold, man. I'll tell you, it was in the 60s when I got there Thursday, and man, that wind came whipping across those dairy farms, brother. Let me tell you,
yeah,
46 felt 26 with the wind chill really quick. But the Attorney General has also, I believe, issued an opinion up there that they're not going to go after or prosecute concealed carry cases, that they have other things to do. Now, of course, Wisconsin is one of two states that does not have concealed carry legislation passed. They are thankfully going to be getting rid of their governor up there. And hopefully, because they've been right on the edge with one vote here, and the guy who voted to pass it, then when it came time to veto the governor, to override the governor's veto, what does he do? Tucks tail and hides because of a couple donors, and he's scared of the governor. These guys, it's just mind-boggling. George, I don't know. Calm me down. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I tell you what, I love Wisconsin. There's some good people up there. I lived there for a little while, and you've never been to an Oktoberfest until you've been to one in the big park in DeKalb by the lake. Huge Oktoberfest going on in Milwaukee. They just really know how to have a good time over there. And I'm a huge Green Bay fan, so gotta love that place.
I was here preparing for that. You want to tell me who won the Minnesota Green Bay game today?
Man, I've totally spaced it. I've been out with my wife working on her new porch.
I believe Minnesota won the football game. So if anybody knows that, hit me with a Twitter and give me a score. I was watching Talladega earlier today too. Wow, unbelievable!
I haven't
the wreck
even
in the with five laps to go out there. Those guys are amazing. NASCAR's got to change some of their rules. Armed American Radio and the NASCAR Nation are the best of friends, man. And I'll tell you, that was fun to watch.
Armed American Radio car sponsorship over there.
Oh, hey, that's a good idea. We'll have to talk with Tim about that, won't we?
Absolutely. I think Tim
can
put out for that, right?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe after I get my first helicopter. How about that?
Well, and I want my flying car.
Now, hey, you know what? Just buy a new gun. Listen, you're going to have a lot of fun running for that Senate seat out there, and you're going to be able to make some changes. Individual state laws as they pertain to guns are crazy. And what, you know, on a national level, what you're seeing right now is you know, people need to step back, look down on everything, and open their eyes. And they need to see what's happening. They need to take their blinders off. And they need to look at the scope of everything, George, and say, what's happening here? You've got the Obama administration out there right now with the UN.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Small arms treaty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's coming. That's coming. Absolutely. They're opening that. You know, they're opening those floodgates. You've got health care where the federal government, if they get their way, which I'm still not convinced they will, the people are speaking. And a lot of blue dog Democrats out there are thinking, hey, wait a minute here.
Well,
if I want to keep my job.
Well, look at what they're trying to do to us. They're trying to box us in. Before they can control us, they have to disarm us. And they have to contain us. And one of the things that they're doing out here in the Uinta Basin, in my corner of the state of Utah, my little corner of the country where I enjoy my freedoms, they're controlling the national forest. They're really cutting down on what trails you can use. And this is a big, huge issue out here. They're shutting down all of these trails that people have been using for generations, even before there was a BLM. Families have been using these trails to get to their hunting areas, and they're shutting that down. They're going to shut down this 9.4 million area, million acre area out here, and they're going to call that a wildlife preserve. I mean, it's desert. There's nothing out there. But they're going to shut it down to preserve nature so nobody can go through there. And they're literally boxing us in into the towns so they're going to take away our guns. They're going to take away our rights to get up into the mountains. And they're literally hemming us in, making us dependent. Because a lot of people around here would cut firewood for the winter. And, Ogre Ranch is one of the places that is heated by wood. And, we'd get firewood from up there. But some of these areas where people would get firewood have been shut off, no access to it. And, oh, yeah, they'll happily sell you a permit. You just can't go get it to, get up there to get to those trees where they're at. So it's all about government control.
It is about government control, George. And since you asked, I'll give you my opinion.
Absolutely.
2010, it's going to be a very rude awakening for this administration. The American people are rising up. The sleeping giant's been opening his eyes a little bit,
The silent majority is.
Exactly. There is a silent majority of this country. This country is right of center, not left of center. And this guy's a radical leftist. People are beginning to see that with his appointments. You've now got the government, an official who was not confirmed by the House, the Senate, nobody. Presidential appointment as a czar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hey, Bush had czars. They ought to get rid of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Stick them in front of the Senate and get them confirmed. Okay, a whole different debate. But the fact of the matter is you've got czars out there right now that are telling private business, that are telling the private sector, I should say, how much the CEO can earn. These cutting people's pay.
That is
the federal government. They're trying to take over health care to tell you what you can eat, smoke, drink, what you should wear, what you should weigh. Okay? And guess what? If you weigh too much and they determine you weigh too much, they're going to fine you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to fine you on your taxes.
Unbelievable.
That's another thing they're going to come out, our guns through the IRS, through taxes. And if you don't get their plan, they're going to fine you. And all of this stuff is just controlling you down to the, you know, your the minute detail of your life. And we had what's that guy? He looks like a drunken fop. I can't remember his name.
Who, that bozo down in Florida that's making waves with all these stupid comments? Call him a one-termer, brother.
Oh, no, I'm talking about this other guy. He's one of my favorite guys to hate, and for some reason I can't think of his name. But he says that they're doing everything they can. He's a senator from Massachusetts, but he's saying that they're doing everything they can to expand the role of government in every place possible.
Oh, that was Barney Frank. Yeah, you've seen the quotes. Barney Frank, you throw him in the bonehead category as well. And my producer just shot in my ear. He looks like Elmer Fudd. So I apologize. I'll move on. I don't want to get into all that discussion there. Hey, George, listen to this. Wow, what another great show. Where can we contribute to his campaign? You want to tell everybody that? Have you gotten there yet?
You know, my email address is ogre@mattogre.com, and you can hit me with PayPal to there. The official campaign starts in the spring, in March, so I'm not really doing a lot with that, but I'll be talking about that to guys out here in Utah at the gun show coming up. I'm going to be out there at the Crossroads of the West Gun Show, November, I believe it's 21st and 22nd. I'll be at the Crusader Weaponry booth. And we'll be talking training, we'll be talking slipstream gun oil, having a good time. If anybody wants to talk to me there about politics, I am always over that stuff.
Yeah, that's something. You know, you try to get away from it on the show from time to time, but you can't separate guns from politics. And when you look at this healthcare thing that's going on right now, and you know that there's underhanded, sleazy tactics being played, I encourage everybody to go out and look at gunowners.org, at the Gun Owners of America. Wow, what a great piece on there about gun owners win the opening battle on Obamacare. And Obamacare is yet another means and another way that this administration is going to make a play for your weapons. As law-abiding people, they're coming after you. Now, here's the thing. They've been very quiet about it right now. Everything's working behind the scenes. All right? Here's my take. I said earlier that you asked my opinion, I'll give it to you. After the 2010 elections, when they get a real good slap and realize that the American people have woken up, a little bit of the narcissist in chief is going to start to wear out a little bit, okay? And he's going to realize, man, I'm not a shoe-in like I always think I am for 2012. And that's when they're going to really start to push their agenda. So prepare for that. That's coming up really quick. We hear some really cool music in the background, George. That means we're coming to a close of another hour of Armed American Radio. Thank you very much, my friend, for joining the broadcast. I appreciate
it. Anytime. Love it.
Well, I'm looking forward to Thursday night. Hopefully we'll have that opportunity. And next week, ladies and gentlemen, on Armed American Radio, you're not going to want to miss it. Susanna Hupp is going to be joining us from Luby's Cafeteria. She was at the Luby's Cafeteria in 1991 when the whack job George Hennard walked in and slaughtered 23 people, including her mother and father. And she has made a tremendous impact, not just in Texas, but nationwide. So be here. We'll catch you next week on the Armed American Radio Network. Thanks for joining us. See you next week.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.